Welcome to Voices of Courage. I'm your host, Ken D. Foster. It's great to have you here today. Throughout history, nearly every civilization and every major spiritual tradition has spoken of angels, beings of light who inspire, protect, guide, comfort, and awaken us to something greater than ourselves. From the sacred texts of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, to the mystical teachings of Hinduism, Buddhism, and indigenous traditions, stories of angelic encounters have been passed down for thousands of years. Despite all these accounts, one question continues to fascinate humanity. Are angels real? Well, if they are, why do some people experience them and others do not? Could angels be communicating with us every day through intuition, synchronicities, dreams, unexpected encounters, or those quiet whispers that gently redirect the course of our lives? Or is there something within us that must awaken before we can consciously recognize the angels? I've often wondered if angels don't speak louder because we're simply too busy to listen. We live in a world filled with distractions, constant noise, and endless demands on our attention. Yet the greatest wisdom I've received in my own life has rarely arrived through force. It's come in the moments of stillness, through intuition, unexpected insights, sitting in the shower and getting a instant insight. And there's an inner knowing that seems to happen consistently where thoughts are like dropped into my consciousness. Maybe you've experienced the same. Well, many of us have perhaps experienced angelic guidance without ever calling it that. Today, we're going to explore these fascinating questions and much more. We're going to discover what it means to awaken our angelic nature, whether every person has access to higher spiritual guidance, and how we can develop a deeper relationship with the unseen dimensions of life. We'll discuss guardian angels, archangels, divine messengers, intuition, and whether multisensory perception is necessary or not. My guest today is Alicia Dawes. Alicia, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much, Ken. I'm absolutely delighted to be here.
I'm absolutely delighted to have this conversation with you. And some of you that don't know Alicia, she's an internationally recognized spiritual teacher, angel communicator, ordained minister, transformational coach, and one of today's leading voices on angelic consciousness. Her work has been featured on ABC, NBC, CBS, Coast to Coast AM, The Shift Network, Huffington Post, and Vogue, and many more. She's the host of the popular Live Your Love podcast, which has led hundreds, and she's led hundreds of seminars around the world, and her groundbreaking new book with Hay House is Your Angelic Ancestry. We'll be talking about that today. So, and so much more, Alicia. You've done so much, mainly really help people that I know to raise their consciousness, raise their energy, vibration, and frequency, and explore greater possibilities that they've never even thought about. I think we're going to have a show today about that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So angels, you know, are angels waiting for us? Are they real? Are they here? What's your experience here?
Well, my experience is, of course, they're very much real. And when you have a belief where they just did a recent, very scholarly study by the Associated Press and the University of Chicago that 69% of U.S. adults believe in angels. I'm sure it's much more for children. And that crosses socioeconomic standards, gender, religion. More people believe in angels than believe in a higher power or God. And so, and of course, it crosses all religions, as you mentioned, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, etc. So when you have a belief that is that ubiquitous, we the scientific part of us has to go, there probably is something to that. And so, yes, in my experience, they're very much real. I started speaking to angels in their own language. There is an angelic language. Since I was a small child, I've witnessed several miracles in my own life and in my clients' and class participants' lives. So they're very much real. And I think people are experiencing them more than they might think.
I think so. You know, it reminds me of a story. I had my young grandson. He was 4 years old at the time. And he lives in the El Cajon area of the San Diego area. And his home is up on top of a hill. And he called me out to the front yard and he says, "Grandpa, Grandpa, look, 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 look." And intuitively, I knew he was seeing the angels. So I asked him, I said, "Are you seeing the angels?" And he goes, "Yes, Liz, look at the angels, Grandpa." And I walked in the house and I told his mom and my daughter. And she says, "Oh, well, you know, just yesterday," she said, "he was looking at the sun." And he says, "Mommy, Mommy, do you see God in the sun like I do?" Mm-hmm. You know, so he's this little child that sees angels and God in the sunshine, you know. And but it, my point of this telling that story is this question. Do we have to live at a level of consciousness where we can actually perceive them? Because I couldn't see them, but intuitively I knew they were there for him.
Well, yes and no. Angels are always with us, whether we're with them or not consciously. So we've all had those stories where the car was swept aside, where we should have been in a head-on collision, or the, you know, or the person suddenly changed and shifted, and when they had all the rights to have laid us low. And all these miracles happen, and we go, well, is that just literally the hand of God, or could that be through God's intermediaries, the angels? And so many people have seen angels who weren't believers in much of anything celestial. So do we don't have to be aware of them for them to help us. But when we are aware of them, and it actually is surprisingly easier than you think, when we are aware of them, especially the great archangels, what they do is they lift us into an experience of knowing God, the divine universal life force, whatever you want to call that which is higher than us. They tangibilize spirit for us. And also when we're more aware of them, they can utilize us to do good in the world, which is really, there's no greater privilege and honor.
You've heard me say it before. What you consume affects how you think. Kendi Foster here. If you want to operate at your highest level, to truly step into your power, you've got to fuel your mind and body with clean, potent foods that align with nature. That's why I want to introduce you to something I've been using, Empower Plus. This is not just another supplement. It's a farm-to-body superfood combining broccoli microgreens, sprouts, and lion's mane mushrooms, designed to support brain clarity, focus, and overall vitality. But here's what really sets it apart. They harvest and deliver this product in the same day, preserving the life force energy and potency. It's about conscious fuel for a conscious life. And now, when you go to voicesofcourage.us/Ken20, you'll receive 20% off your order. I truly hope you'll experience Empower Plus, because what you put into your body shapes what you create in your life. Remember, voicesofcourage.us/Ken20 to get your 20% off your order.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
You know, I have experienced, I have seen an angel myself. I was listening to a book of on affirmation and consciousness, very high teachings, and I'm just listening. I was laying on my bed at the time, and I opened my eyes up. At the end of the bed was an angel, just like that. And as soon as my consciousness came into it, oh, what's that? What, you know, it was gone, but it was there. Yeah, that angel. And so I'm wondering, do angels come and choose us, or do we choose them, or is, I don't know.
Yeah. It's both. It's absolutely both. So before we incarnate onto the planet, we do choose a guardian angel, depending on our karma, our dharma, what we've chosen to accomplish in this lifetime. So we do choose a guardian angel. Sometimes we have the same guardian angel over many lifetimes. Oftentimes it's different, but that guardian angel comes in before our first breath. So they know us very intimately. And they're really there to guide us, protect us personally, whereas the great archangels, and not even just the archangels, but the very high great archangels, are there to guide us spiritually, to serve the whole planet, to connect us to God.
Yeah, well, you know, that brings you back kind of my question a little before this. You know, I'm wondering, you know, a lot of people pray, they meditate, they love God, you know, they don't necessarily see angels, you know, and I'm wondering, is it a belief? Is it a frequency? Is it a intuition, emotional openness? Is there something that people can do to be able to maybe see the different realms?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you said the different realms. So actually being aware of angels who are in a different realm is a way for us to be aware of very high realms of light, of spirit, of other realms of existence, right? So really for angels, it's to realize you sense them with spiritual sensing, which is more subtle than physical sensing, right? You can hear them, you can see them, you can just know them, but not in the same way. I think people expect to see them physically, you know, like you're seeing my image on the screen, or to hear them like you hear my voice, but it's more subtle. It's inner spiritual sensing, but it is just as real as, like, you can't point at love, but you know love. You know your love for your grandchild, for Judy. You know love, and how do you know it? It's a spiritual sense. Angels are perceived in the same way, and a trick is to ask them to come in to your awareness in a way you can best perceive.
Okay, you know, we continue to have wars and famine and homelessness, and, you know, just a lot of stuff goes on in this world, and we're all aware of it. We're becoming more and more aware of it. Actually, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are really waking up more and more to what is going on in the world, which is a good thing, you know. But, you know, I'm wondering around the angels, you know, there's a lot of suffering that goes on. Why don't the angels intervene with that? Do we have to choose to ask them to come in, or what happens with that?
Well, again, yes and no. No, you do not have to choose to ask them to come in. They serve God, and through them, God serves us. And yeah, it's an age-old question, and one I have such deep compassion for. Why, you know, does pain and suffering and innocent people harmed, and et cetera? And it's because we have free will. We have free choice. And so God, the universe spirit, is allowing us, you know, as individuals and a collective, to play out our choices. And, you know, to me, God must have a lot of faith in us to have endowed us with free choice when we can see, boy, I and others have really screwed that up. But the thing is God is learning through it all. So the angels do not interfere with our free will. Why? Because they're agents of God. They're agents of divinity. And so they will intervene, certainly when asked, and they will intervene, but they always do so in alignment with God's will. So if someone has created a situation and God is allowing that to play out, you know, because of the collective or individual karma, the angels will very much respect that. And also if you're like, you know, no, I don't want your help or whatever, they very much respect that. But if you just say, you know, please assist me for the highest good, we always want to ask for the highest good with any kind of spiritual invocation. right? Please assist me. What they will do is they won't necessarily bend the laws of time and space, though they certainly do, right? But they will come in and help us lift into our higher nature. And from our higher nature, then we can co-create a life of more joy, health, peace, success, etc., with, you know, a few thousand angels as our partners.
Wow. How do we know, you know, I it seems like the angels connect with us through intuition, right? At least like I gave the example of, you know, intuitive, I knew my grandson was seeing angels. And so this intuition, you know, we get these, for me, I get these like little insights or a download. We're doing it even on this show, right? Okay. I'll get the next question to ask, or I'll get some insight. And so is that the language? Is intuition the language of the angels?
Well, again, and you are asking great questions, by the way. So intuition is our inner knowing. It's our sixth sense. It's our connection to our higher selves. There is also, so do angels speak to us through our intuition? Do they speak to us telepathically? Of course, right? But they also speak to us through other humans. They also speak to us through, you know, images, senses, etc. There is a separate angelic language that one can hear. It's kind of rare, but it's the language I started hearing when I was a child, and I've honed that ability ever since, so many decades. And there are saints and masters who've talked about the language the angels speak. Joan of Arc said, "I die for speaking the language of the angels." There is a language. Many prophets and spiritual masters have talked about the angelic tongue and the language the angels speak. So one can hear it. You know, I'm someone who really the only difference between me and other people is I started talking back, right? I think we all hear angels. And I started cultivating, that was just my dharma, if you will, started cultivating that relationship from the first conscious memory is age 4. So, but there is an angelic language that does sound otherworldly. Occasionally I will speak it out loud. I never do if we're airing something, because if someone's driving or someone's even walking, it really can take people into another state of consciousness. So, but yeah, there is definitely a language of the angels that with humans, as close as we can get with our human tongue, can understand and speak.
Very nice. Well, you know, they're as I mentioned, you know, people are waking up. I really think that, you know, since the pandemic, it really had a lot of people start to really wake up to what's going on in the world. And
yes.
But more importantly, what's going on with inside of them. And I think that what's happening in my world is we're becoming aware of the multi-sensory beings that we are. So we're moving out of just the five senses, taste, touch, smell, hear, feel, and we're moving into those plus the multisensory.
Yes.
You know, intuition is increasing in so many, you know, being, you know, clairaudient, clairvoyant, you know, remote viewings, a lot of sensory experiences that people are now starting to really tune into. And yet, I'm wondering, along the side of that new awareness comes the angels. Mm-hmm. So it seems like this is going to expand the awareness of consciousness of humankind. And I think there is some fear of connecting with angels, I think, and some of the religions and things like that have said, well, you know, if you're hearing inner voices, or if you're, you know, there's entities that would be coming into you, you have to watch the dark entities and stuff. How do you address that with angels? I mean, it's kind of a silly question, but it's I think a lot of
I get it all the time, even on air, on it, you know, and on TV shows, I get it all the time. And the funny thing is the quote that's most oft quoted to me is, "Thou shalt not worship angels, but God only." Do you know who said that? It was said twice in the Bible. It was said by an angel, Archangel Gabriel, to be specific.
Yes.
And it was when John the Beloved, so John the Beloved is, you know, the Jesus is the most loved disciple. When John the Beloved fell at an angel's feet in worship twice. And the angel said, stand up. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. Stand up. Don't worship me. Worship God only. So these people are quoting the very quote to not worship angels from an angel. Angels are even saying, well, don't worship us. We are God's ears and hands and feet and servants into this world, yeah. Right? So we do worship God only. And so, I mean, I've been an ordained Christian minister for pushing four decades, right? My entire adult life. And the thing is it's a both and. So angels are through Christianity. They're mentioned in the Bible 267 times. So, and the, you know, the quote they say most often to saints and prophets, fear not. That is what they most often say. And it's because they are awesome. They are direct extension, extrusion from God into this level. So that is awe-inspiring. But they are of the light. Are there entities and demons, and can one be possessed? Of course. And do we need to be discerning and aware of that? Of course. Does that have anything to do with angels? Of course not. Sure. You know, are there fallen angels? Well, yeah, there's a guy named Lucifer. Yeah, of course. But 99% of the time when you're connecting to an angel, you're connecting to an angel of light. And if you want to clear the negativity, there is no one better than an angel of light to clear away the angel of darkness, which would be Lucifer or Satan, et cetera, or just general negativity. So it's, you know, a lot of things can be used against a belief that is not someone's very specific belief. And it's just unnecessary. I'm half Indian and half English. So for me, it's like, so I was raised by a Hindu and a Christian. And so for me, it's all beliefs lead to the same place, love, unless we go, well, you know, your belief isn't right, mine is. And I go, yeah, I don't think that's at all necessary. Same with angels.
I love that. You know, it came to my mind here. It's, you know, when the angels appear, give the glory to God. Don't give the glory to the angel.
That's no, they don't want the glory.
They don't want the glory. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, you know, it's a practice that I do when things show up, magical, miracle, synchronicity that's gotten brought into my life. I just give the glory to God because it doesn't have a lot to do with the personality of Ken. It has to do with the divine plan and the unfoldment of the plan as it unfolds in my life. And as I show up in that this life to make manifest that plan through God's will. So that brings me to a next question. Okay.
Sure. Okay.
It's kind of self-evident when I think of angels as love. Okay. But the question is this, do we all have an angelic nature?
Absolutely. In my opinion, absolutely. That's both literal and figurative. Do all have a higher nature and all the great things we associate with angels? Of course. That's who we really are at our core and our heart. Do we also have a literal angelic ancestry? Well, that is my book behind me, you know? Yeah. So yes, I believe we have an angelic ancestry. So the angelic, and I do explain this in the book, you know, very thoroughly, but to give you the cliff notes, the angelic realm predated the human realm by bazillions of years, right? It's a very ancient creation. Many spiritual masters call this realm, this human realm, you know, a latter day experiment. And it is an experiment. This whole free will thing was quite a revolution. So angels are born with no free will and no individual souls. When they evolve to an archangel, they gain individual souls and free will, right? They don't have that convenient archangel above them disseminating the will of God. That we on earth are like, I'd like a convenient archangel above me disseminating the will of God. Would that not be convenient? So when an angel evolves to an archangel, they are learning more about free choice to be as God, to be created in God's own image. Some of those angels, if not many of them, will only recently started incarnating onto earth in flesh to learn more about free will. And for a long time, that portal was closed, right? So we didn't remember our angelic roots so that we didn't go back there and try to squeeze into our pastel robes and praise God, whom we never forgot, right? Wouldn't that be nice? So we forgot, but now a portal is opened and there's lots of astrological and metaphysical reasons for that, confluences that allow that to happen so that we can now be aware of our angelic heritage and bring it all present, bring it present, the divine remembrance, the God consciousness, the absolute surrender, that beauty, grace that angels are known for, and bring it present into this life as a human and not have to wait till we die to experience heaven on earth.
Yeah, absolutely. You've heard me say it before. What you consume affects how you think. Kendi Foster here. If you want to operate at your highest level, to truly step into your power, you've got to fuel your mind and body with clean, potent foods that align with nature. That's why I want to introduce you to something I've been using, Empower Plus. This is not just another supplement. It's a farm-to-body superfood combining broccoli microgreens, sprouts, and lion's mane mushrooms, designed to support brain clarity, focus, and overall vitality. But here's what really sets it apart. They harvest and deliver this product in the same day, preserving the life force energy and potency. It's about conscious fuel for a conscious life. And now, when you go to voicesofcourage.us/Ken20, you'll receive 20% off your order. I truly hope you'll experience Empower Plus, because what you put into your body shapes what you create in your life. Remember, voicesofcourage.us/Ken20 to get your 20% off your order.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
You mentioned your new book. I'm going to put it up on screen. We might have to move out a little bit so
you
see us. Dr. Alicia Das, your angelic ancestry. This book is, were you guided to write this book?
Oh my goodness. I was ordered to write this book. Yes, I was very guided. It's channeled. It's received. Not channeled in a strange way, but received from the angelic language, every word in it.
Yeah. So, I know this book helps people to understand their angelic nature and maybe even help them to awaken the angelic nature within them. Is that accurate?
Oh, 100%. 100%. And it's really so that it's a lot of things, but it teaches them to really know angels and through that to really know God, to know spirit in a very almost instant, tangible way. And then I give a lot of information about the evolution of angels and humans and why we have an archangelic ancestry, and then how to remember your archangelic name, of which we have one through all of our angelic lifetimes, heritage, ancestry, great archangel, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, there's others, am I connected to with heritage? And then my higher purpose, what is God seeking to learn through me?
And Alicia, is this, it just came to my mind, is the book influence isn't the word. Is it around a religious experience? I mean, is it primarily Hinduism or Buddhism or Judaism or Christianity or Islam? Is that all weaved through the book or just?
Passionately so. Because again, I'm a bridge kid. I'm an Eastern Western, improbable blend. And so I am like, so angels bring all the religions together, right? Isn't it unusual? You have an entity that is believed.
That's an important point. Say that again. Angels bring all religions together.
Together. Angels unite us when so much is trying to divide us. Angels are through, as mentioned, through all the religions, even no religion. So all through the book, it's like, well, you may relate to this as a Buddhist. You may relate to this as a Christian. You may relate to this as a naturalist or a New Age metaphysician who, doesn't subscribe to a religion. And angels are the bridge that unites all of that.
Wow. Okay. By the way, on the screen is where you can get the book. Is that correct, Alicia?
Yes, you can get the book on my website, and then you go to everywhere books are sold, Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, etc. You purchase the book and then just fill out this very short form, and I send tons of bonuses. One is a 5-module course that's a $500 course you get for free in your inbox right away, which you order the book, and then an invitation to the online launch with Andrew Harvey, Sonia Choquette, Marie Diamond, and Robert Holden on July 18th. You get a VIP ticket if you just order one book. You can show up for free, and I'd love to have you. But if you order one book, If you order one book, you also get a VIP ticket. So the last hour, I'm going to do readings for people, and some of those luminaries will show up in the last hour. And, if you want some personal time with us, that's all just for ordering one book.
Okay. And when is that event coming up?
July 18th.
Okay.
On a Saturday. And if you buy a book, you also get the recording if you can't show up live.
And you get the recording if you can't show up live. So this is the book launch party, is that what we're talking
about? Yes, that's a party. Right, I hope you can come.
You got to move over a little, Alicia, if they can see you. Okay. There you go. Okay.
That is at a beautiful, you can kind of see the ceiling there. That is angels on the ceiling, actually. It's at a beautiful historic mansion in Los Angeles, and we're going to have dinner. It's all free. The first 100 registrants will get this beautiful gourmet dinner, and then we'll, of course, do book readings. It's hosted by Jamie King, who is a big actress and supermodel, hosting it with me, and then live music. And dancing, believe it or not, I used to be a DJ in my youth. So I do now, I'll be spinning and we'll be dancing and doing book readings. It's going to be a really fun, sacred time at one of LA's most sacred spiritual meditation gardens and mansion.
Wow. And again, the date?
July 21st, pub date.
July 21st. Okay.
Yes, Tuesday.
Boy, I might have to make that one for you with you. I don't know.
I would love for you and Judy to come and anybody else you'd love to bring. Maybe Gail can come with you.
Maybe. That's interesting. That Gail Gladstone, we're talking, she's the she's a book publisher and a very close friend of both of ours. Okay, AliciaDaz.com, and for my listening audience, AlishDaz.
AlishDaz.com.
Right. Daz.com. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right. So angels. Angels. How do we learn to perceive angels?
Well, Ken, first of all, you're someone to me who has a quite an angelic nature. Like people just they gravitate to you. They trust you. They want to hear you. I think it's part of why you're so successful in your chosen career. And so you're not looking at something outside of you that's exotic and different from you. You're really connecting right with in you, trusting that you're already perceiving angels. See, people think, if I don't see fat flying babies or hot men in dresses, I am not perceiving angels. And you see, angels are mostly formless, but they are knowable. So really, if you just take a moment right now, just in silence, just be aware of, so right now, one, two, three, so there's five great archangels present. And the archangel, maybe because we were talking about them, Gabriel, is allowing you to sense into that presence. So just see, what do you feel? Do you sense Gabriel's transcendent joy and Gabriel's connection to the divine, to divine messages? What do you see inwardly? What do you hear? It's really just taking a moment going, what are my spiritual senses, of which we all have them? What are they offering to me? And then trusting that. And then there's a really big key to connect to angels, which is you can ask them a question or just ask if they have a message for you or for the planet at this time. Ask them that message. Ask them that question. What's your message for me? Or I'm having this situation. What do you think? Right? And then receive their answer. It is a listening. You're going to speak their answer out loud if you can, or journal it if you can't speak it out loud. And you will be amazed at what will come through. You're not channeling in the classic sense. You are receiving. You are being a messenger of God yourself, informed by and infused with a great archangelic consciousness.
I love that. I love that. And I'm hoping a lot of my listening audience just did that exercise with us. If you're not driving your car or doing something that you can't do that, but you can go back and do this exercise where you just get still, you get present, and you tune into that feeling that you just said, you know, and with intention to connect with the angel. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's really good.
And then that speaking out loud, Ken, is the thing that for me most connects me. I can be in a, you know, a tizzy about whatever. I mean, like I'm at a book launch with Hay House right now. It's a lot of pressure. And if I just take, but when I wrote the book, the way I started every writing session was to get down on my knees on my balcony. I wrote almost all the book outside, by the way, so it was informed by nature. Get down on my knees and just give it to the angels, give it, which means I'm giving it to God. They're one, right? And then I would bring through a message one word at a time, and it would unfailingly lift me. So I hope our listeners will just try that. Just trust. Don't overthink it, and just allow that message to come through you.
Well, I love that you mentioned trust, because some, you know, skepticism, doubt, uncertainty, that blocks the intuition from mm-hmm. flowing in. It blocks the guidance. Mm-hmm. So that trust piece, how do we increase trust, Alicia?
Yes. Well, see, I have a rare disease in my family, Ken. Everybody is an MD. Like, you can't be in my family without being a physician. So that it gave me a very scientific mind. So I want us to, so I did a, you know, in fact, my doctorate is in spiritual science. Like, I want empirical evidence that this work is transformative. And I got a lot of that through the years. So how we trust is we do go, okay, my mind can discern, is this positive? Angels only come in on a positive frequency. They only bring positive messages. And it's mostly they focus on matters of the spirit. Right. And now, if you're more in your high self and in your angelic self, are you going to create more abundance or be healthier? Of course. Can you go, oh, bring me $1 million? Well, you certainly can, but there'll be more work with you to be in a place of receptivity or productivity, et cetera. But the way we trust is to go, okay, let me surrender. You know, when I was writing my book, Hay House said, you know, do like five tips to connect to angels, or, you know, six ways to create whatever, right? Everybody loves that. So I went, okay, Michael, Archangel Michael happens to be one of my main dudes. Give me five tips for people to connect to angels. And he said, you want five tips? And I said, yes, please. And he said, okay, here are your five tips. Surrender. That's the Mankey. Now, he did give me 5 tips and, you know, they're all very efficacious, but it's really that just, okay, I'm opening, I'm trusting. You're not trusting yourself, by the way, yeah. Trusting God. You're trusting your openness to God. And then you just allow them to come through. So the way, and one thing that really helped me was when I started working with people, I would hear, they would bring me some big issue. You know, I've got a life-threatening illness. My kid is suicidal, something huge. And I would hear the angelic language and then disseminate what the angels told me to them. But, you know, I might hear like, okay, there's 3 things with that. And I had no idea what those 3 things were. I had no idea what those 3 things were. I would just started to speak. And even with the book and the concepts, you know, it's a first book of its kind, right? And so for decades, I would sit with classes of hundreds of people and give these way out concepts that I had gotten inside from the angels. And they would nod their head and go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, really? Because I thought that was kind of out there. And they're like, yeah, but it makes sense. It resonates, you know? So I just kept trying it out and trying it out. And then you learn to trust yourself. But if you're not a practitioner, it's like, just go, okay, this person on the plane next to me is really giving up. I can tell. Let me just speak to them and go, okay, angels, give me the words to say. And then you might hear something that makes no sense and you say it to them and they tear up and go, oh my God, how did you know? So you take risks and you develop that trust.
You've heard me say it before. What you consume affects how you think. Kendi Foster here. If you want to operate at your highest level, to truly step into your power, you've got to fuel your mind and body with clean, potent foods that align with nature. That's why I want to introduce you to something I've been using, Empower Plus. This is not just another supplement. It's a farm-to-body superfood combining broccoli microgreens, sprouts, and lion's mane mushrooms, designed to support brain clarity, focus, and overall vitality. But here's what really sets it apart. They harvest and deliver this product in the same day, preserving the life force energy and potency. It's about conscious fuel for a conscious life. And now, when you go to voicesofcourage.us/Ken20, you'll receive 20% off your order. I truly hope you'll experience Empower Plus, because what you put into your body shapes what you create in your life. Remember, voicesofcourage.us/Ken20 to get your 20% off your order.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
If you've been in an accident that wasn't your fault, well, your favorite attorney has a message for you. Collision, calamity, catastrophe. Are you innocent, faultless, above reproach? If you want money, you need an attorney. You need a bulldog. But finding one, it's laborious, it's strenuous, it's stupefying. That's why you got to call the number on your screen now. They'll help you connect to a legal expert. You have questions, they have answers. They know the legalese, the lingo, the jargon, and the argo. They'll even tell you how much money your case could be worth. $300,000, $2 million, $86,491, all sorts of numbers. Slip and falls, work accidents, car, truck, bus, motorcycle, motorbike, e-bike, tandem bike. These bulldogs will make sure people pay. And if you don't get paid, the attorneys don't get paid, and I don't get paid. So I compel you, I implore you, I beseech you to pick up that phone and call now to see what your case could be worth.
800-714-6530.
Well, that's, you know, I named the show Voices of Courage for a reason because, you know, it does take courage to step into our higher realms of consciousness. It just does. And you get that download and you're like, oh, my goodness, I should just tell this person that they're loved. And you think to yourself, I don't know this person. Who is this? What are they going to say? You know, and then your look good stuff comes up or whatever that challenge is for you. But you say it anyway, and they turn to you with tears and say, that's exactly what I needed to hear right now. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
You know, it changes consciousness, but it's allowing ourselves to step into that courage. And, you know, courage is an energy, frequency, vibration. It only shows up when you get out of your comfort zone, right?
1,000,000%. And, of course, cœur is French for heart. It comes from the heart.
From the heart. Yeah, absolutely. You know, which brings me up to some question I want to ask you. You know, do you think angels sometimes take us out of our comfort zone? I guess we're talking about that. You know, do they challenge us sometimes? Does God put something with that angel and say, you know, go create this experience for this person?
But only 100% of the time. I mean, so they certainly bring us comfort. If you want comfort, call on angels. If you want the comforter, meaning the Holy Spirit, I would call on great archangels. You don't have to know. I talk about the difference in my book, but you can discern that very high power. And oh my God, they're always taking me out of my comfort zone. Always, always, always. But good, because we can't grow in our comfort zone, right? And so they're always saying, okay, they're the ones who were like, you know, go write the book, go teach this work that is presenting angels in an entirely different way. And something I love about Archangel Michael is he said, because, you know, he's the spiritual warrior, like he's the leader of the angels. And he said, it's not that I'm so bold or I have so much courage. I know I'm on mission for God. And if you know you're on mission for God, then you don't even have considerations of what are they going to think? You know, what if I fail, et cetera, right? You are impelled forward by your calling. Not your ego.
Yeah. And, you know, ego shows up in many different personalities, personas that we carry. Okay. So, and, you know, one of the things I love about getting out of the ego and just serving God is that there's so much peace, there's so much joy and comfort in that, even though it's uncomfortable sometimes to walk that path, at the end of that path is enlightenment, is encouragement, is love, is compassion. It's all there. But some of us don't listen to our guidance. I know I've been guilty.
All of us don't listen to our guidance at times.
You know, and of course, I believe it's designed, God designed this world perfectly. You know, if you don't pay attention, you might get a little slap. You know, next time this comes up, you don't pay attention, it might get a little heavier slap. You don't pay attention, you might get a 2x4 over your head, but eventually you will pay attention.
Right.
How do the angels interact with that part of you know, this, like, they're giving us guidance, but we're like not paying.
We're like this.
Yeah, we're like, yes. Like this or this. Yeah.
Yes. And we all of us at times. I mean, I just did something, I don't know, a couple days ago where I wasn't listening. You know, because this level, it's tricky. And the momentum of this level can pull us downward. So angels are very used to that. They do. The funny thing about ego is certainly it's easy to see ego when it's like, oh, I'm the greatest of the great, right? It's all easy to recognize that, especially in other people more than ourselves. Yeah. But the ego can also do, if the ego just wants to be special. If I'm not the greatest of the greatest, I'll be the lowest of the low. I suck. Let me go eat worms, et cetera, right? So the angels, especially the great archangels, will come in and challenge that and help us to surrender into that higher self where worthy, unworthy, high, low, status, no status, all of that becomes irrelevant. See, because angels don't have hierarchy. They don't relate to hierarchy.
Yeah, that's really good. You know, I'm thinking here as we're speaking about this. So no hierarchy, and you know, let's talk about love, because angels are pure divine incarnations of love.
Yes,
and a lot of times we think of love as an emotion, as opposed to it being a maybe a frequency that can lift us, ourselves, humanity, our families, our friends, lift us into a higher state of awareness. How do the angels help us do that?
They are that. Angels are love. And so they help us do that by coming in when we're in ego, when we're in doubt, when we're, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and we can't sleep because we're worried about our kid or the state of the planet or our politics or our bank account. And we do need to, it doesn't have to become fancy, like Father, Mother, God, Great Archangel, like we don't have to do beautiful words. It can be, sometimes I'm like, angels, you know, help. And then you do need to take that moment and go, let me tune in. Let me be lifted. Let me surrender. Yeah. Right. And then they will come in with the deepest love where we've just been in such doubt or worry or whatever. And they just love who we are because they see our divinity and they hold that division of our, they hold that vision of our divinity until we also start to hold that vision and experience of our divinity because they love us unconditionally. They are God's love made manifest. They're God's love incarnate is really what they are.
All right, I'm going to end on this question. I got two questions, but let me see if I can phrase it. First question, and we have to do quick because we only got a little bit of time. How do angels help us through the process of what we call death? Right? How does what role do they play? Real quick.
Okay. Yes, really quick. So I've helped several people die. They will always look up, and you know they're looking at angels. So you just ask the angels to be with you, to be a conduit of God for this person at this tender time. And then you ask them to bring you comfort, and they absolutely will.
I love that. Okay, book the book up on the screen again. It's your angelic ancestry, You can go and get that right now at aliciadas.com, aliciadas, aliciadas.com. And I hope you'll go get that because there's no book like this. This is a unique book that is there to help you transform your limited consciousness and expand awareness, especially around angels. So I love that, Alicia. Last final question here. What is the greatest misunderstanding about angels?
The greatest misunderstanding about angels is that you should be looking for anthropomorphized physical beings. Angels come in on thought. Even Joan of Arc said, of course, the angels come in my imagination. So trust that they are with you and don't think that you have to perceive them perfectly. They are always with you. So just open yourself to receive.
I love that. Alicia, this was just a phenomenal interview. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
It's always such a pleasure, Ken. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's a joy. So thank you. And I want to thank all of you for being here today. If you would like to find out a little bit more about our shows, if you're on YouTube, of course, subscribe and give us a like. We'd really appreciate that. And you can also go to our YouTube website, youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork. We get all of our shows, and hope you'll do that. If you continue to watch this show, I can guarantee this. You will see the unseeable, you will be able to know the unknowable, and you will be able to do the impossible. Till next time.